That is of no importance. Eh? I mean, the importance is how you are doing. Yeah? I mean, continue with Goenka style, you know. I mean, use the Anapanasati, you know. Eh? Don't go into this Pichana that he teaches, because that is not real Pichana. Developing this and, you know, being aware of all the things that are going on, you don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah? First, you know, I mean, you go into samadhi, you know, using Anapanasati, you know. Go into samadhi until there are no thoughts, until there is no memory, and you can stay there for at least 20 minutes. Yeah?
So just the breathing.
Yeah, just breathing. Yeah. Don't think about anything else. Yeah? I mean, from the morning you wake up, you know, until you go to sleep, you do the same thing. Yeah?
So you can do it either sitting or walking.
What?
You
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Sitting or walking.
Yeah.
Lying down.
Not a good idea.
But yeah. Before bed, for example.
What?
Before bed.
I mean, if you go to sleep, you can do it, yes?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
And when walking, I'm, like, my training is to go lifting, moving, placing, or
no.
Should I just stay with the breath still?
You stay with the breath, yeah, and you walk normally.
Okay.
Yeah?
Not
I mean,
slowly.
You have to understand one thing, yeah? I mean, we want to focus our citta, yeah? The citta is also responsible for all the movements of the body. So when we sit, we don't move the body, we have to concentrate the citta 100%. When we move the body, that means walking, yeah? And the faster we walk, the more the citta has to do these things. And only the rest of the citta we have to concentrate. So it is much easier for us, yeah, to concentrate while doing walking meditation than while doing sitting meditation, yeah? And the faster we walk, you know, the easier it is to concentrate. The slower we walk, you know, and you see it, you do it, you know, your mind goes off instantly. Yeah? But if you walk fast, you know, it is much easier. Try it out, yeah? And then, when you do walking meditation, you stand at the beginning of the walking path, look at the end of the walking path, and tell yourself, for this one path, I want to be with my breath. Then when you go there, you turn around, you just notice that you haven't been with the breath, yeah? And then do the same thing. For this one path, I want to be with my breath, yeah? If you use the Buddha, I want to be with my Buddha, okay?
And when you're with Buddha, do you synchronize it with the inhalation?
You can.
You can?
Put with breathing in and do with breathing out.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, does one just internally recite it, or it should be
something? Otherwise, it is just internally recited, and the focus point is on the Buddha itself.
Okay.
Wherever the Buddha is, yeah?
But you can also just synchronize it with the
Buddha. You can synchronize it, yeah? And you will see, when the mind gets calm, you know, I mean, the synchronization goes away, and you stay with what you know, is more suitable to your character. That be it the Buddha or the breath. When you started with the breath, then you will return to the breath. Because then it is too difficult to concentrate on two objects. Yeah? But if you are not concentrated, yeah? I mean, in the beginning we need two crutches, yeah? And then, you know, we are comfortable walking, and then we just need one crutch. Yeah?
So, when the mind is less concentrated, you can use Buddha to help it get concentrated.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I also come, my background has been mostly in the Goenka tradition, so
yeah.
We are trained to focus on the initially, just the feeling of inhalation, exhalation, but then the sensation of the...
Just the sensation of the breath going in.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the... I mean, it's just disturbing. Yeah? We just focus on the breath, you know, going in. In the beginning, we feel it, yeah? When the mind gets calm, we know it. Yeah? And then... We also have to develop the sati, yeah? This knowingness, yeah? Is the breath at the beginning? Is the breath at the middle? Is the breath at the end? Does it change from in-breath to out-breath, yeah? Is the in-breath longer? Is the in-breath shorter, you know? Is the out-breath longer, yeah? We have to know all these things, yeah? This is a lot of concentration, you know, on, yeah? How the breath actually is, yeah? And that develops sati. And the development of sati is really important, yeah? Because sati shows us, you know, what is going on, yeah? It is the observing nature of the citta, the sat. Yeah. And you can test it out. You know, you live here in the forest, observe the, I mean, if you have some chickens around, observe the chickens, or observe the ants, or observe the squirrels. You cannot control them. But you know, you don't have to think what they are doing. You know what they are doing, don't you? Just through observing. In the same quality of knowing, that's what we apply to the breath or to the Buddha. Without thinking.
I'm sorry, the Buddha.
Yeah. Is the Buddha fast? Is the Buddha slow? Is the Buddha beginning? Is the Buddha at the end? Yeah?
The Buddha.
The repetition of the word Buddha, 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 Buddha. I mean, if you take the breath, yeah?
You probably haven't been exposed to that.
Oh, yeah, if he hasn't been exposed to the Buddha, so I mean, just do Anapanasati. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't matter, yeah? Huh? I mean, there are two ways, you know. Either you focus on the Buddha or you focus on the breath, Anapanasati. Or in the beginning, you focus on both, you know, if you can't hold this. The quality, is the breast rough? Is the breast detailed? Is the breast, you know, subtle? Is the breast, you know, huh? No, this knowingness is really the important thing, yeah? And we are too lazy, yeah? Because once the mind gets calm, we don't want to know. Yeah? Yeah? So, always, yeah? In the beginning even, you know, I mean, even put a label on it. In breath, out breath, you know, short, long, yeah? So that you instill this knowingness. The knowingness comes from the heart, yeah? Because if the mind gets really calm, we can't feel the breath anymore. And there are no sensations anymore. So we have to switch to the knowingness of the breath, yeah? Because the breath is still there, yeah? But we can't really feel it because the sensation of feeling is so subtle, yeah? But we know it, yeah? I mean, the less we feel it, the more we know it. But if we don't train this knowingness, I mean, then people say the breath is gone. It's not gone. Our attention on the breath is gone. Okay?
So, if the mind is very focused, then one can drop Buddha?
Yeah.
Okay.
It will drop by itself, yeah? You don't have to... That is the nice thing. Also about, you know, walking meditation, yeah? When you walk fast, you know, once the mind gets concentrated, the walking automatically gets slower, but it never gets too slow. Yeah? Then it finds its own way. We don't have to control these things, yeah? I mean, especially when we come from the West, we are control freaks. We try to control everything that was going on, and now we just have to getting away from this controlling, yeah. I mean, living in America, I mean, also you know that, controlling, yeah.
Canada.
Yeah, he's in America, he's here in Canada, yeah. And so, I mean, if he was raised in America, it's the same thing, yeah. Controlling your environment, controlling this, controlling your friends, controlling, yeah, anything, yeah. No, observing is the key. Just knowing what is happening. Okay?
And while walking? Yeah, that's new for me, because normally it's labeling, lifting, moving, placing.
Let's just try it out.
Yeah, I'll
try it out. I mean, when you're in Canada, you do walk. Yeah? I mean, you walk through the city, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just use the same kind of walking, yeah? Just don't look left and right. Just look 1 meter ahead of you, yeah? I mean, focus on the end point. Just this one path. I want to be with the breath, yeah? And then walk normally. Yeah?
Yeah, I was walking yesterday evening and I noticed that when I was trying to be so slow, my mind was getting distracted. So I just naturally sped up a little bit and then it was able to stay concentrated.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
It does work. Yeah. But don't, yeah. I know it, you know, I mean, I used to be with a disciple of Mahesh Sayadaw. Yeah.
Super slow.
Yeah, super slow. I hated it.
I've also tried really slow down.
Yeah, no. Just go normal. Yeah. Normal. Yeah?
It just feel a little, I thought it would just feel weird, but like you now controlling your movement, you know, when you slow down too much?
Yeah, I mean, when you slow down, the more you slow down, the more you control the movement. Yeah. If you walk normally, if you say the body walk, I mean, it can walk in the sleep, you know. I mean, you don't even need to control it, yeah? What you need to control is the rest of the mind that it doesn't go off.
And then try to bring sati in from waking until sleeping.
Try.
Yeah.
I mean, the moment we wake up, we are with the breath or with the Buddha, yeah, whatever you took, yeah, until we go to sleep. Because there's nothing here in this monastery we have to do that needs our thinking.
No, it's suitable for constant
yes.
awareness. If this isn't, then I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
And so the Buddha can be used independent of the breath, just like
yes.
bring the mind to concentration.
Yeah. It can be used independently, yeah. I mean, you can use the first hour, you know, just doing Buddha, 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 yeah. And then you can use the second hour with Buddha, with breathing in, or with breathing out. And the third hour, just anapanasati, yeah.
And is it, like, perhaps this is too technical, but Buddha, it's like just a kind of alteration of Buddha. It's just...
It is the nominative of, yeah. Okay. I mean, in English you don't... Yeah, you do have it, you know, but in it is, you know, mostly Latin, you know. There's a nominative, there's a dative, and there's an accusative, yeah. I mean, that's a declination of the nouns, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Buddha is actually the nominative, and they all use Buddha, yeah. Okay. And that is the accusative, you know, it's a fourth form.
Okay.
I don't know what it is called in English, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you hardly use it. In German, we use it a lot.
Morpheme.
Yeah.
Morpheme.
Yeah. The declination of the noun, yeah.
Okay.
Buddha is the stone sound.
Buddha is a... If you address the Buddha, you know, then it is a different form, like, you know, the Buddha as in the first form.
And you can use Dhammo or Sangha.
Yeah, you can use Dhammo or Sangha. Or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, if there are Christians, I can say, yeah, use Maria, Goda, yeah? Yeah. We can even use Maria, or Jesus. It doesn't really matter as long as you have faith in it, yeah? Yeah? Okay?